This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein shares some personal stories about Shabbat, the Sabbath, and what makes it holy.
What makes the Shabbat holy is that it's separated from the rest of the week. And so, how do we end the Shabbat day? We bring it in by lighting Shabbat candles, and we take it out by saying the Havdalah prayer. Havdalah literally means separation. And so the way that we do this is we sing a prayer. Well, many people say it. In my family, we sing it. We sit together as a family. We light a candle because over the Sabbath, we weren't allowed to light fire. By lighting the candle for Havdalah, we're showing that the Sabbath, that Shabbat has ended. We're doing work. And so we light the candle to show that the Sabbath has ended. We sing a prayer, and then we'll stop singing for a second, and my husband will say a prayer on a few things. First of all, on the fire, that we'll be praying and thanking God for the gift of fire. Then we'll make a blessing over the spices, and we'll make the blessing that God has given us spices and beautiful things to smell. And then we'll make the blessing over the grape juice, and then the Sabbath will be over. So now, as we do this Havdalah service, the separation between the Sabbath, Shabbat, and regular day, we're using all of our senses. We are singing and listening with our ears. We're looking at the fire. We're smelling the spices. We're tasting the grape juice. So all of our senses could be ingrained with holiness from the Sabbath, and it will be with us, God willing, until next Shabbat.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Check out Yael Eckstein's book, Holy Land Reflections, a collection of inspirational insights from Israel at holylandmoments.ca.